The enormous round metal door opens a crack. The humming intensifies. With Oliver hopping on his good leg, Sophia and Oliver swing the door wide. The opening gives a view of thick, leafy trees in a dense cluster. The image is slightly blurry, as if seen through wavy glass. That must be Silverquick and Forest, Sophia reasons.
Here we come, Gwen!
Oliver calls toward the opening. Sophia wonders if their friend can hear him. They walk forward together into the portal. The vibrations are so loud, Sophia feels them in her teeth. The space around them seems to distort and shift. Trees swim in front of Sophia's eyes. Another step. The sound begins to recede. The edges of shapes get clearer.
Two more steps and they're through.
The forest is still. The only sound is birdsong.
Oh, we made it.
Oliver's voice is an awed whisper. Sophia rubs her face with both hands, blinks a few times, and looks around.
I can't see any paths.
True, but look.
Oliver points through a stand of evergreens.
Isn't that a wood fence?
Sophia peers.
You're right.
Oh, we must be near the stables. They proceed slowly through the trees to the fence and shuffle alongside the wood stakes for what seems like ages. Oliver occasionally grunts in pain. Finally, just as they start to see the Silverquicken building in the distance, they reach one of the entrances to the stables.
Sophia! Oliver!
They hear as they pass into the open space of the stables. It's Gwen. She's brushing the mane of her mount, the lioness Elvia. She drops the brush and hurries over.
What took you so long? I heard you calling me through the teleporter, so I thought you were already here.
We heard you calling us, Sophia frowns.
What was really going on in that portal room?
Gwen hugs them both. Then her gaze lands on Oliver's ankle.
You're hurt.
She helps him hobble to a crate and sits down.
I'll get you some ice.
Wait, before you go. Sophia purses her lips in thought for a moment. If that portal connects the IR recruitment center to Silverquicken, then maybe they wanted us to go through it.
Gwen's brows lower behind her glasses.
Good point.
Oliver frowns too.
Maybe they're following us.
All three kids look back at the stable entrance. For a second, Sophia thinks she glimpses the shadow of a person standing just out of view outside the entryway. Then, it's gone. Sophia runs out of the stables and looks around. If someone was there, then they must be hiding in the forest now. Was I just seeing things? Sophia wonders as she goes back to Gwen and Oliver. Or are we being watched?